This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Deck your home this holiday season with Blinds.com. Save up to 40% on select styles, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A Texan has been nominated to be the next Secretary of Agriculture.
President-elect Donald Trump has named former White House aide Brooke Rollins to lead the Department of Agriculture in his second administration. The 52-year-old Rollins has a bachelor's degree from Texas A&M in agricultural development and a law degree from the University of Texas. She served as domestic policy chief during Trump's first term, a portfolio that included agricultural policy. After leaving the White House, she became president and CEO of the America First Policy Institute, a group helping to lay the groundwork for a second Trump administration. From the 24-hour news center, John Mark Dempsey, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Prayers are pouring in for one of the most well-known pastors in the nation. During a Sunday sermon at the Potter's House in Dallas, Bishop T.D. Jakes had a medical episode on stage. After delivering an impassioned hour-long message, he began to pray but suddenly stopped, showing signs of distress. Staff members quickly helped him off stage. Jake's daughter, Sarah Jakes Roberts, gave an update on social media last night.
Yeah, I'm so grateful that he's already beginning to improve. And I think it's just a reminder, even going into this holiday season week, to love on the people who you hold near and dear and just take the time to be grateful for all the people God's given you.
A post from the church confirms he is stable after receiving medical attention.
Meanwhile, the Arlington police are investigating a shooting that left two teens dead Saturday night. Investigators say a 19-year-old man and an 18-year-old woman were found with multiple gunshot wounds at an apartment on Slaughter Street. The man died at the scene, and the woman died of her injuries at the hospital. Police are still reviewing surveillance footage and ask for anyone with information to contact them. The Cowboys' five-game losing streak is over. In a wild finish, Dallas edges the Washington Commanders 34-26 on Sunday. A highlight reel kick return touchdown by Kevontae Turpin helped the Cowboys keep the lead late.
And now Turpin fields the kick, deep dances, and running it out left to the 30, to the 40. To midfield, Turpin's got the Jets going, 10-5, touchdown by the league's leading kickoff returner.
That's Brad Sham with the call on 105.3 The Fan. Washington almost tied it up with under 2 minutes to play, but Austin Seibert missed an extra point. The Cowboys hold on to win.
I'm KRLD's Tristan Ryans. After slowing down one of the NFL's best offenses yesterday, head coach Mike McCarthy gave his 2 cents on his Cowboys defense.
The defense is getting better. You know, I just think, you can just see it, the understanding and all the way around. You know, the staff, the players. We had some just out of balance games. I mean, and it's just good to see where we've learned from it.
From the 24-hour news center, I'm Tristan Ryans, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Packing your suitcase for your Thanksgiving trip this week? Here are some good pieces of advice.
UNT Logistics Research Professor Dr. Clint Pertel says two things will help you have a smoother travel experience. First, be informed about your flight and watch the weather.
Making sure you're aware and using some of the technologies that are out there to monitor not only the weather of again, where you're going, where you're at, but where's your airplane coming from.
He says the number one reason typically for delays and cancellations are due to the weather. But there are a number of apps that can keep you informed, like Flighty, FlightAware, and Flight Radar 24. His second suggestion is to stay flexible. There will be a lot going on for everyone at the airports, including the staff, so be patient and kind. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kristen Diaz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
KRLD Airport Travel Update.
We're checking these every 30 minutes this week on a very busy travel week, but thankfully, thanks to the good weather, DFW Airport only with four delays coming out of DFW at this point. Wait times are pretty average at DFW Airport, but there are a couple of long wait times at checkpoints. One of those at B9, the other at D22 at this point, where you're going to wait about 20 minutes.
And at Dallas Love Field, there are four delays, no cancellations right now at security. About 5 minutes for general boarding and just 2 minutes for TSA pre-check.
Well, common asthma medication Singulair is under scrutiny for potential links to mental health issues and suicide. The FDA researchers recently presented findings showing the drug binds to brain receptors, raising concerns about its impact on mental health. Now, earlier studies in rats showed the medication reaches the brain, but it's unclear if this causes harmful effects in humans. The FDA says more data is needed and has decided not to update the drug's warning label for now. But if you're concerned, they ask that you please talk to your doctor about the risks.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is getting into another industry to help consumers. It's announced that it'll start to watch over financial service companies that aren't banks. CFPB will be able to investigate these companies. That's online payment companies like Apple or Amazon and PayPal. It's also watching out for various cash apps like Venmo and Zelle.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
State troopers on horseback are the latest response to those trying to enter the U.S. illegally in South Texas.
Often shady coyote guides adept at evading border checkpoints through rugged South Texas desert lead wary travelers across the border. The Texas DPS last Friday graduated the first ever mounted horse patrol teams after intensive training in the brush down there. To intercept those traveling illegally, the three teams of horse-mounted troopers will be deployed at Del Rio, Carrizo Springs, and Eagle Pass. DPS officials say simply, horses can go places vehicles can't. From the 24-Hour News Center, Bill McLean, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Texas border lawmakers are eager to meet this week with President-elect Trump's new border czar to get details about how mass deportations will play out. Congressman Henry Cuellar says he's heard concerns over family separations.
We see some of that. I'm not justifying it, but we do that already in the U.S. when somebody ends up in jail.
He says that family separations can be held at a minimum by focusing the raids on criminals and those with final deportation orders. Those groups are mostly single men. Cuellar says the challenge for any mass deportation plan will be working with countries that do not accept returns. That includes both Venezuela and China.
News Radio 1080 KRLD is the station in DFW for market and business updates. Here's KRLD business analyst David Johnson.
Good morning, guys. Happy short week. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy continuation of the rally. We saw a good one last week. The Dow Industrials average gained almost 2%, up 851 points. NASDAQ and the S&P up 1.7%. The S&P was up every day last week, up 5 days. And by golly, they may make it six because the early projections are the S&P average would be up 29 points if we open right now. The NASDAQ up 103. The Dow, which was the leader last week, up 320 points. Money is pouring in there. We're also seeing interest rates pull back. just below 4.31%. Money's coming out of gold. It's down $25.50. Crude is down 13 cents now, $71.11. Part of the reason for the pullback in gold and arguably the rally that we're seeing, the continuation of the rally that we're seeing on Wall Street, is the potential appointment of Bessent as Treasury Secretary. He is seen as sort of the adult in the room. He's talked up a lot of things that the market really likes, cutting the budget deficit by 3% of GDP, pushing the GDP growth by 3% through deregulation, and pumping an extra 3 million barrels of oil a day, which ought to bring down some of the inflation. Gold, however, is headed the opposite way on that same news. Locally, interesting buyout. One Oak, the company out of Tulsa, is going to buy the rest of EnLink Midstream, based in downtown Dallas, for $4.3 billion. The rest of it they don't already own, and there'll be a stock exchange for that. Also a big deal internationally, Banco BPM is going to buy Unicredit. It's going to be Banco BPM. This is a $10.5 billion deal, but a couple of Italian banks that would be combining. So right now, looks like a rally coming across the board. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Thank you so much, David. Business for Trajan Wealth. A tourist yacht sinks in the Red Sea. Rescuers pull 28 people from the water. Egyptian officials say at least 17 people are still missing. 31 tourists of various nationalities were on board, along with 14 crew members. It's not clear what caused the motor yacht to sink, but there were warnings about rough seas.
Well, it's a big day for the Christmas capital of Texas. We're talking about Grapevine, of course. KRLD's Austin York got a preview from Elizabeth Schrack with the Grapevine Convention and Visitors Bureau.
The official kickoff is Monday, November 25th, with the 36th annual Carol of Lights presented by Texas Health. That's happening from 4 to 8:30, and it's just a complimentary event. People can come and go. We're going to have a street lighting this year at 5:30, so all the lights on historic Main Street are going to come on at the same time.
Wow.
And kick off the Christmas season.
That's awesome. I've seen like Christmas trees get lit in town squares and everything, but never an entire road.
Yeah, we're doing the whole Main Street. We can't wait. It's going to be so festive.
Has this ever been done before?
No, you know, we did tree lightings in the years past, but I don't think we've done a whole street lighting.
Oh, wow. This is going to be historic.
I mean, we do officially turn them on at the Carol of Lights. So, yeah, we're so excited. We're going to have reindeer there, bounce houses for the kids, snow hills for sledding, all kinds of stuff, food vendors, and of course, Main Street is open. We have our locally owned boutiques, our amazing cafes, ice creameries, the winery tasting room.
You got it all.
Everyone is dressed up for the Christmas season. We're so thrilled.
And that's not all that's happening today. This morning at 10, Mayor William D. Tate will pardon Tom T. Turkey. T3, they call him. They'll kick off Santa's North Pole Express rides. The Carol of Lights, as we mentioned, starts up at 4 this afternoon.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.